Linnaeus Cave. The diary from Carl Linnaeus' visit to Öland in 1741 contains many interesting pieces of information and startling passages. One of the more ludicrous takes place at Alunbruket in Degerhamn, where the Bergsstigen hiking trail with Linnaeus Cave is now located. The cave itself is an approximately 20-meter deep cut into the rock, but unfortunately it has nothing to do with Linnaeus' actual visit. The first alum mine in Degerhamn was founded in 1723 by the governor Georg Wilhelm Fleetwood and the assessor Gustav Fredrik Rotlieb. Alum was used for several purposes, as a binder in paint, in tanning, for paper making, and for medical purposes. After only a couple of years, however, production was moved to the mainland, when the availability of wood became too great a limitation. At the time of Linnaeus' visit, alum slate was thus quarried at the site, but it was transported to Hagby on the mainland where the alum could be extracted. At Degerhamn, lime was also burnt in large kilns where alum slate was used as a fuel. Linnaeus noted large waste heaps of burnt slate that were still smouldering several years after they had burned. He considered this a great risk, imagining how the entire bedrock could catch fire and create fire-breathing mountains. Luckily, this never happened. During his visit, Linnaeus had an accident, which is probably what gave rise to the name Linnaeus Cave. When he sent one of his men up the edge of the mineshaft to throw down some rock samples, a rock bounced and smashed into the rock wall, whereupon a large piece landed on Linnaeus' left ankle, which, understandably, was painful. He dramatically described it as the bone breaking and the foot being crushed. Be as it may with the severity of this accident, but the party hurried from the site to the inn at Södra Möckleby nearby to rest. As a further curiosity, it is mentioned in his diary that to pass the time, the party excavated a burial mound where they found a skeleton. In an attempt to estimate the length of the buried person, measurements were taken on one of the femurs, and Linnaeus concluded that the person must have been about 2.4 meters tall. The industrial extraction of alum at the site gained new momentum in 1804, when the governor and knight Axel Adelsparre received privileges for a new alum industry at the site, on the condition that only slate mixed with coal was to be used as fuel. The new industry grew rapidly, and already 20 years later, it was described by the priest and member of parliament Abraham Ahlqvist as an excellent facility, the largest of its kind in Scandinavia, which provided great wealth and benefit for both the state and the local population. Of the 322 people who worked at the industry in the 1820s, however, 116 were children under the age of 12. Alum mining at Degerhamn continued throughout much of the 19th century and only ceased in the 1880s. The intensive activity at the site during the 19th century has completely erased the landscape and environments that Linnaeus encountered during his visits, which means that the Linnaeus Cave is probably best considered a post-construction.